When we've been overwhelmed or humiliated, our bodies tend to collapse. Our shoulders go forward, our eyes avert downwards, and we collapse around the area of our diaphragm into our abdomen. Now, I want you to just feel in your body what it feels like to have that sense of collapse. And if you want, you can think of a time when you felt defeated or shamed in some way. And feel how your body collapses. Now, rather than fight the collapse, what I want you to do is allow your body, just a little bit at a time, to fall further into the collapse, staying mindful all the time. So begin by thinking of a time when you felt defeated or shamed or humiliated, and then just let that image go off to the side and feel your body's response. Notice how your shoulders collapse, how you kind of fall down and forward into your belly, and get the sense of your eyes looking towards the ground, away from anybody's eyes who might be looking at you. And then, instead of fighting this, just continue to slowly collapse. And then when you reach what appears to be or feels to be like an endpoint, very slowly, vertebra by vertebra, begin to come back towards a vertical position, towards an upright position. So just begin to put the second vertebra back on top of the first vertebra, the third on top of the second, the fourth on top of the third. So your spine gradually comes back into a vertical position, and then up into your middle back, and then all the way into your neck until there's a vertical alignment where all of your vertebra are stacked one on top of each other. And in addition, imagine that there's an invisible string on the top of your head that just pulls you upwards towards the sky and allows your whole vertebral column to elongate and extend upwards. And then feel your chest and notice if there's a feeling of openness or expansion, maybe even something that you identify with pride. Yes, so that's the idea, not to fight the collapse, but to allow it to move through to its own completion.